air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krauss & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krauss & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Psalm 24 and verse 7. Tell somebody, I'm a gate. Come on, tell them the church is the gate. Tonight, I want you to take this verse to heart. You've been bowed down. You've been heavy laden. But tonight, a yoke is destroyed. I decree it to be so. A yoke is destroyed. A burden is rolled away tonight. Come on, I said, an enemy is defeated tonight. The Egyptians you see tonight, you are not going to see anymore. This battle is over. This chapter is finished. Come on, we're moving forward. Tomorrow's a new day. Amen. The sun is going to rise tomorrow. It's going to rise with new opportunities. Amen. It's going to rise with a new enthusiasm, a new strength. But right now, I want you to see this. It says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. That's not some wooden gate, some metal gates. That's you. Lift up your head. Stop being bowed down. With sorrow, the psalmist says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up. Tonight is the lifting up of your head. I said, tonight is the lifting up of your head. And be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Because when you start, see, God gives us faith. But there are some things that, because we are the gate, there are some things you have to initiate. When you lift up your head, when you say, you know what, I'm not going out like this. This is not the end of my book. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to start a new chapter. I'm going ahead. I'm going to be better than I was before I got in this trial. I'm going to be greater. I'm going to have more. Hello. When you lift up your head, it says, and the King of Glory. You start to decree some stuff. You start to lift up your head. Just like the leper said, why sit we here and die? But the moment they got up, God got up with them. Are you hearing? God got up right with them. When they got up, they didn't know what their future held. They were just going to go face the enemy. They said, if we die, we die. But because they got up, the breaker went before them. The Bible says at twilight they got up. And it says at twilight the enemy left the camp. They were so afraid they left all their horses. I want you to think about that just a minute. I'd have got me a horse. They were so afraid. They got out of there by stealth. God put something on them. I'll tell you, when you lift up your head, God going to put something on your enemy. Come on, I said, God going to put something on your enemy. I said, God's going to put something on your enemy. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. I'm telling you, he's coming. He's coming into your situation. It looked like he'd been absent. You hadn't been able to find your way. Like you've been groping in the dark, but I'm telling you, he's coming. Come on, I tell you, he's coming into your situation. You're going to see a marked difference after tonight that God has stepped in. That favor that you are used to is going to manifest again. That stuff that you thought you lost, God said, no, I ain't let you lose that. I still got that for you. I'm going to restore everything. Everything he stole, he's going to have to return it. Everything he's done wrong, I'm going to make him pay for it. Lift up your head, O ye gate. And the King of Glory. You see, the devil's not afraid of you, yourself, but he's afraid of Christ in you. I say he's afraid of Jesus in you. See, when you just there, when you lift up your head and Christ starts to manifest in you, enemy knows it's over. Somebody shout, game over.
Game over.
Another victory for the church. I said another victory for the church. Game over. Another victory. We about to take this series. Come on, come on. You ain't got to show me nothing. I know by the Spirit. You ain't got to tell me nothing tonight. I know by the Spirit of God. Game over. Amen. Before it manifests in the flesh, it's already manifested in the Spirit. I know it by the Spirit of God. There's change in the air. It's a new season for somebody. Breakthrough is in this house and in your heart and in your house. Breakthrough. This is a season of change. A season of favor. You thought it was all over. You thought you was going out and going down. The devil is a lie. What he meant for evil, God has meant it for good. God getting ready to turn it around. Somebody spin around real quick, because that's just what God about to do. He's about to turn it around. Come on, he's turning it around. Turning it around right now. Turning it around right now. Hallelujah. Can somebody give him a shout of praise right now? Oh, I feel the praise coming on right now. Glory to God. Tell somebody, God has given you the land. The victory is yours. Hallelujah. Listen, it's a finished work. I said, it's a finished work. It's not like we're trying to accomplish something. God finished it already. Come on, come on. Let me bring this into context here. The warfare is here. That's where the enemy attacks us. In our mind, in our belief system, in our thought patterns. But God has already won the victory. I told you the breaker's gone before you already. God has defeated every principality, every power, every dominion, every throne, every demon, every imp, every spirit. It was utterly defeated by Jesus. They are defeated out there, but they attack you here. They attack you in your mind. We are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We think the enemy owns something. He don't own anything. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof, and they that live therein. The silver and the gold is mine, says the Lord. The cattle on 1,000, the cattle on 1,000,000, the cattle on 1,000,000,000,000 hills is mine, saith the Lord. It's all God's. None of it belongs to the devil. But where he confronts you is in your mind, because see, you are the gate. And he fights you at the gate. Jesus fought him and defeated him. Your blessings are out here, they're yours. But can you pass through the threshold of the gate? Can you see yourself blessed? Can you see your business prospering? Can you see yourself having what God said you will have? I'm talking about, can you see it? Can you receive it in your heart? Do you believe it? See, the battle is over your faith. God has already blessed us. Give me Ephesians 1 and 3. God has already blessed you. Before the thing manifests, God has blessed you. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all. Somebody shout all. Shout all again. It didn't say some. It didn't say many. It didn't say a bunch. It said all. This is what's difficult sometimes for us to wrap our mind around. All the promises of God. All the promises of God are yes and amen. Or so be it. God is saying, so be it. But the warfare is at the gate. Warfare is at the gate. The soul realm. Huh? I'm telling you, Jesus cast down principalities and powers, dissembled them, he removed them, he made an open show of them, he spoiled them. And then he raised us up with him. But now we prosper as our soul prospers. And this is why it's important to spend time. See, not just time with a doctrine, time with a person. You can know doctrine and not know Jesus. You can know the Bible front and back, but not know Jesus. You need to know Jesus. You need to know the person that will talk to you. And not in the King James English. He'll talk to you. He'll speak to you right where you are. He'll touch you. He'll let you know he loves you. He'll let you know he's angry at something somebody did to you. He'll let you know if you just stay the course, I'm going to bless you. Blessings lie ahead of you, my son, my daughter. Just stay the course. Don't give up now. Even when you want to give up, he's there to comfort you. He knows. He knows the price of obedience. Amen. We need to know him. It's good to know doctrine. We need to know him. You know, my prayer today is more spontaneous than disciplined. Early on when I was first saved, walking with the Lord, my prayer was very disciplined. Spend that time there. Make sure you cover all the bases. Pray for everybody, you know. And it's good because enforced discipline breeds voluntary discipline. But now, because of the circumcision of the heart, I don't have to be in a prayer closet. I be walking down this aisle and somebody's on my spirit. I'm praying for them because it's spontaneous now. Pray for them to lift that burden off of them. Pray for them to break that yoke off of them. So it's not like you have to be in a place and discipline. Now you become one that prays always without ceasing. You become a prayer. And as you grow, you become more spontaneous and free and impacting. Sometimes you don't have to pray for hours and hours or something. You just say a word. Poof. Amen. Tell somebody, you are the gate. Now, within the gates, and I've taught on this before, but I need to remind you tonight. Within the gates are thresholds. A walled city, when it was being attacked, the first thing that had to be broken through were the gates. But once you got through the gates, then came the threshold. At the threshold, and this is where some of you can identify with this, because at the threshold is where the most intense battle takes place. When Jesus was about to give his life for the sins of the world, he went through Gethsemane, the place of pressure. So much pressure that he prayed and sweat came out of his brow as drops of blood. But he went through the threshold. Some of you are headed through a threshold. But I'm telling you, things have changed. I'm not saying about to change. I already said that things have changed. Tell somebody, things have changed. You're going to see it. I said, you're going to see it. There's faith in you. You're going to see it as soon as tomorrow. As soon as tomorrow. When you go to your job, when you get up in the morning, you're going to sense something different, something unique, something has happened, that you are not the person that you were before you got in church tonight.
We are continuing in part 38 of our Mega Grace series. Our message is entitled Gateway to Greatness. The enemy will always try to get you in a weakened state, but he cannot and will not win. Make the effort to start ordering your life. Position yourself. God is on the other side of your situation. He's also in your situation. He has placed people along your path who are assigned to propel you towards your destiny. You're being set free from confinement. You are part of the finished work. God and His Word will penetrate deeper than any deception of the enemy. We have total victory through Jesus Christ our Lord.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.